Gauracandra जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्रोत शशि श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। अमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So we will recite one verse from Adi Lila, chapter 13, verse number 5. Written on the board. And repeat behind me. Jayo Shri Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakt Chandra Gaan. सबार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाय उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवान जयो श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्र गान सबार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाय उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवान जयो श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेर भक्त चंद्र गान सबार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाय उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवान
डिवोटीज
कैन जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्र भक्त चंद्र सुमार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाय उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवान
जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्र भक्त चंद्र
जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्र भक्त चंद्र I will just explain the meaning and then we can have more devotees recite the verse. So this verse is glorifying, Jaya means all glories, to the moon-like devotees of the moon-like Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is compared to the moon and his devotees are also compared to the moon. So all glories to the moon-like devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya. The bright moonshine, their bright moonshine, which is compared to their love, sabar prem jyotsnay. The bright moonshine of their love illuminates the entire universe, ujjwal tribhuvan. Okay, now we can have some more recitations. चंद्रवा भक्त चंद्रवा सवार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाय उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवा जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्रवा सवार प्रेम ज्योत्स्नाय उज्ज्वल त्रिभुवा माताजी जय श्री चैतन्य चंद्रेरा भक्त चंद्रवा Javar Prema Josna Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Bhava Savare Prema Josnaya Jyoti Bhuva Anyone else wants to recite? Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Bhava Savara Prema Josnaya Ujjwal Tribhuva Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Savara Prema Josnaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Bhava Bhara Prema Josnaya Ujjwal Tribhuva Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Bhava Savara Prema Josnaya Ujjwal Tribhuva Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Savara Prema Josnaya Ujjwal Tribhuva Any shy devotees who feel shy to recite? Jaya Shri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandra Bhava Jaya Prema Josnaya Ujjwal Tribhuva That was such a sweet recitation. I'll read the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the moons who are the devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. Purport. In this verse we find the moon described as Chandragan, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. In Bhagavad Gita 10.21, the Lord says, Nakshatra Naam Aham Shashi. Among the stars, I am the moon. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scripture, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine, and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The supreme powerful is the supreme personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, or Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the supreme sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:31 states, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhkar Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar Krishna is bright like the sun. As soon as the sun appears, there is no question of darkness or signs. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement may reflect the Supreme Sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared amidst the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And when the Lord appeared, everyone was chanting the name of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Hari Hari Bale Sabha Harshit Haiya Janmila Chaitanya Prabhu Naam Janmaya. Everyone was chanting the Lord's name and their heart was filled with great happiness. Thus, Lord Chaitanya appeared, first causing the holy name to appear. So, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has compiled a book called Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who has written Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur as the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kahe Ved Vyas Chaitanya Leela Vyas Vrindavan Das. So Vyasadev, as we understand the great sage Vyas, he has written Krishna Leela in Bhagavat. And the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela is Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described that 2 days in this creation are supremely auspicious. One is Shukla Triyodashi of the month of Magh, which was last month on Feb 7th. And second is Purnima of the month of Falgun, which is tomorrow. So the Lord Nityananda appeared on the Shukla Trayodashi of the Magh, and Lord Chaitanya appeared on the Purnima of the month of Falgun. So these two tithis dates have been considered as supremely auspicious. Chaitanya Charitamrit describes, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurudaye Pushpavanto Chitra Samdotamonado. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito. The author Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he offers his respects, obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and to Lord Nityananda, these two most merciful avatars of the Lord. Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jan Nitaye Gaura Chandra, as we sang. So Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Saha Udito, they both have arisen, they both have appeared from the horizon of Gauradesh, Bengal, and they both are compared to, they have appeared like the sun and the moon together on the horizon. So this is something amazing. We don't see in this world the sun and the moon rising together. So one devotee was saying, who among the two is sun and who is the moon? Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have appeared like the sun and the moon together. So both of them are compared to the sun and both are compared to the moon. Because they both dissipate the darkness of this age. So we understand that the sun dissipates the darkness of the night when the sun rises. And when the sun sets, the moon appears, the moon dissipates the darkness. So both of them, they dissipate the darkness and they give knowledge. Therefore, Krishna Surya Sam, Lord Krishna has been compared to sun. He is also known as Krishna Chandra because of its, again, the quality of dissipating the darkness, especially to the full moon. Full moon day. On the full moon day, you may walk in the street without street light. Even the path is quite clear. So the both, the Lord is compared at times to the sun and at other times to the moon. And this verse describes that Lord Chaitanya is the principal moon and his devotees are the surrounding moons of this principal moon. And the love, the light of their love dissipates the darkness of this age. Jayoshi Chaitanya Chandrera Bhakta Chandragan. So the devotees are also compared to the moon because they also dissipate the darkness. Hare Krishna. Maybe someone has to help her. So Lord Chaitanya, this is one feature of Kali Yuga. Right? Which we are discussing of. Once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he was describing that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and he was saying that how Lord Chaitanya delivered the two brothers Jagai Madhai, and these two brothers, they had committed many sins, but they had one good quality, and suddenly a mobile phone rang. Maharaj said they didn't have mobile phones. So one good quality of Jagai Madhai was they didn't have mobile phones. So the verse says the the light of their love. The light of their love. We have heard that ignorance is darkness and knowledge is light. But this verse talks of that the light of their love. So the light of love is even far superior to the light of just knowledge. This light of love directly penetrates everyone's heart. Even today we see that we sing daily in the morning Sri Sachi Sutashtakam, and one devotee came in the morning, and along with him there was another person. He was a big entrepreneur, and we were singing Sri Sachi Sutashtakam. He said, "This particular song is very sweet, very beautiful. This Sachi Sutashtakam has been composed by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." And he was asking, "What is this? What is this song?" The children danced on that song, Navagaura Varam. So this song is an expression of love of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for Lord Chaitanya. And today also we can feel that love. Right? Today also we can feel the light of His love illuminating our hearts. So the light of their love dissipates the darkness of the three worlds. We say all these devotees of Lord Chaitanya appeared in Bengal or Orissa. How they impact the three worlds? So just like moon is situated at one place, but its illumination spreads everywhere. Similarly, the devotees may be situated in one corner, but the light of their love permeates and continues to spread. Even today, as I said, that even today when we hear the expression of their love of the devotees of the Lord, it permeates our heart. It brings transformation. It continues to have its impact, and that impact is spreading. Vande nanda vajastri nam padarenu abhikshnasha yasam hari kathod gitam punati bhuvanatrayam. Uddhav ji, when he visits Vrindavan, Uddhav ji is a kind of a very royal personality. He used to live in the palaces. He says, "I offer my obeisances under the feet of these residents of Vrindavan, to the ladies of Vrindavan. Their glorification, they are in this one corner of the planet, and they are singing the glories of Krishna. But from this one corner, they are spreading the good fortune to the entire universe. Yasam hari kathod gitam punati bhuvana trayam. All the three worlds, the upper planetary system, the middle planetary system, the lower planetary system, they all are being purified by their glorification of the Lord, by the light of their love. The whole world is being illuminated and being purified." So that is the light of love. His Holiness Giridhar Swami Maharaj has also written one book, Many Moons. So he has put the photograph of Prabhupada, who is like our principal moon in his corn, and all the other various devotees who faithfully served him. They are like many moons around the principal moon of Prabhupada. Many moons. So Prabhupada here says, "We therefore wish that all the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement may become like moons. And they reflect the light of the sun." Krishna is like the sun. "They may reflect the light of the sun and spread the illumination, spread the knowledge, spread their love." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared on the full moon day, on Purnima day. So The topic for today's class is threefold splendorous moon. So the main topic will revolve around the moon. So moon is the key word for today's discussion. Threefold splendorous moon. We have heard of threefold miseries, Krishna's threefold bending form. There are three modes of material nature, right? The number of threes. Threefold splendorous moon. The Lord Chaitanya has been compared to full moon, and when the full moon arises, there are three effects. A moon-like devotee of moon-like Lord Chaitanya, he has written a beautiful book called Sri Chaitanya Chandramrit. His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Swami Maharaj today morning in his beautiful class, he quoted one beautiful verse from this book about the beauty of Lord. He recited and its meaning. So, following in Maharaj's footsteps, I would also like to quote a verse from the same book, Sri Chaitanya Chandramrit, and discuss its meaning. So, Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati, who was a Sri Vaishnava, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Venkata Bhatta, who was the brother of Prabodhanand Saraswati. Both of them were brothers, Venkata Bhatta and Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati. And Venkata Bhatta's son was Gopal Bhatta, who became one of the six Goswamis. So Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur has written this book in which he writes about the threefold splendorous moon. When the moon of Lord Chaitanya rises, there are three effects. The threefold effect.
Antardhvantachayam samasta jagatam unmulayanti hatat premanandara sambuddhim nirvadim prodvelayanti balat vishvam shitalayanti tiva vikalam tapatrayenanisham shashmakam hridaye chakastu chakitam Chaitanya Chandra Chata.
So one by one I will explain the meaning. Antardhvantachayam samasta jagatam is the first line describing the first effect of the moon. When the full moon rises, what is the effect? So I will describe the meaning one by one, and along with the meaning I would like to describe one pastime of Lord Chaitanya in relation to Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which reveals the meaning of each line. So, daily morning we are singing Sri Sachidushtakam, composed by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, I thought I would like to glorify Lord Chaitanya along with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, along with his devotional service, to offer our gratitude to him for composing such beautiful poetry. So three effects of the moon and three corresponding pastimes of Lord Chaitanya with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to illustrate the meaning of each line, each effect. So the first, Srila Prabodhanand Saraswati Thakur describes, when the full moon arises, antardhvantachayam samasta jagatam unmulayanti hatat. It uproots the deep, dense darkness from within the core of our hearts, or from within the cores of the hearts of all living beings. Antardhvantachayam samasta jagatam unmulayanti hatat. Now when the sun rises, the moon rises, the world is illuminated, but some places may still remain dark. In photography they have a dark room. That room still remain dark. There could be deep caves
in the mountains where the light doesn't go, number of dark places where the light of the sun and the moon doesn't reach, those places remain dark. But the appearance of the full moon of the Lord Chaitanya, it removes the darkness from within the caves of our hearts, which the darkness which is not ordinarily removed by the light of the sun and the moon. So this is special. So within the caves of our heart is the darkness, and the appearance of the Lord removes that darkness from the core of our heart. So it is described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, after taking sannyas, he travelled towards Jagannath Puri. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but by the desire of his mother, the Lord came to Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, he met Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. At that point of time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was one of the greatest philosopher of Vedanta. And his understanding of the Vedanta philosophy was the Mayavad understanding. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his mercy, he transformed the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with his knowledge, with his humility. Now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he became transformed by the mercy of the Lord. And it's mentioned, by the mercy of the Lord, now all the truths of the scriptures were revealed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So after becoming devotee, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he began glorifying the Lord, began chanting the holy names of the Lord. So it's mentioned that once he was meeting the Lord, and after one discussion with the Lord, he started glorifying Lord Chaitanya spontaneously. And without any preparation, without any pre-preparation, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya composed 100 verses of glorification on the spot. On the spot he composed and recited 100 verses, like a century of verses. And how much time it took? Just 24 minutes. Shat shloka kaila ek dandana yaite Brahaspati taiche shloka napare karite. Said even Brahaspati, the learned priest of the devatas, could not compose and recite verses so fast. 100 verses originally composed and recited in 24 minutes. It's like hitting a century in 24 balls, right? There has to be 4 or 6 on every ball. So the original century which pleased the Lord. And his composition is known as Shushlok Shatak. A century of verses composed on the spot. That's how great the scholar was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Lord Chaitanya heard the series of verses, he became very pleased. He embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he became joyful. There were tears in his eyes, there was perspiration, his body was trembling. And Gopinath Acharya, he said, "My Lord," he became very ecstatic. Now Gopinath Acharya is another devotee who is the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi and not a devotee, Gopinath Acharya wished that may Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya become a devotee. Just like we may know someone, our close friend, near relative, a close family member, we wish that only that person can become a devotee. A devotee naturally wish the others may also become devotee. So brother-in-law Gopinath Acharya, he always desired and prayed that may Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya become a devotee. So therefore, now that he became a devotee, Gopinath Acharya, he began celebrating. He saw that now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has become a devotee, he began dancing and giving credit to Lord Chaitanya. He said, "My Lord, you have shown such mercy to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." To this, what does the Lord say?
Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta tomar sang haite jagannathi hare kripa kaila bhal mate.
Lord said, actually you are a devotee only because of your association. It is because of your good wishes, because of your prayers. Lord Jagannath has bestowed mercy upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thus Lord Chaitanya herein teaches us that if we really sincerely pray, then the Lord does hear our prayers. It is described that for our prayers to be really answered, there has to be four qualities in the prayer. This is described when Advaitacharya was praying. Advaitacharya, he saw the condition of this world, and he was praying to Lord, "My Lord, please descend to benefit the whole world." So he described his prayer had four qualities because of which the Lord answered the prayers. Now we all often pray, right? It's all the devotees, even people who, in this world, so many times when people go before the Lord, we all like to pray. So what makes our prayer, what gives the quality to our prayers which will soon be answered by the Lord? So that is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The four qualities of the prayers of Advaitacharya which attracted the Lord's attention very soon. So described that Advaitacharya, he was praying with pure desire, with a pure intention. Shuddha bhave kariba krishnera aradhan. Shuddha bhave. His intentions were very, very pure. What were his intentions? He didn't have any selfish desire. He wanted to serve. That was one quality of his prayer. Shuddha bhave. Kariba krishnera aradhan. Nirantar sadhanya kariba divedan. Then, nirantar, he was praying continuously. Continuously. Sa dhenne, with great humility of the heart, feeling helpless. With the pure intention. Second quality is he was praying continuously. Third, he was praying with great humility of the heart, feeling helpless. Fourthly, he was praying loudly to the Lord. Right? The hunkar. He was loudly, that means with the great intensity. With the great intensity. So his prayer had continuity. His prayer had intensity. His prayer had humility. And his prayer had the purity. So four things. Continuity, intensity, purity and humility. So if the prayers have these four qualities, this, it specially attracts the attention of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, after Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a devotee, and Gopinath Acharya is saying, "My Lord, you have finally shown mercy." Lord said, "No, wait. You prayed for him. You prayed. You prayed for him, that means you had the purity in your prayers. You prayed continuously. You always desired good fortune. You prayed intensely. You prayed with humility. Therefore, Lord Jagannath has answered your prayers and he has become a devotee." So Lord Chaitanya doesn't take the credit. He gives the credit to someone else. It is also a quality of a great personalities that they don't like to take the credit. In this world, people, they may do something, they may not. But people, when there is success, everyone likes to take the credit. And no one likes to take the blame. They want to wash their hands off the blame. And if there is something good, then everyone likes to take the credit. I am also part of it. But Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't take any credit. He likes to give credit to others. This is also a great quality of the great personalities. So therefore Lord Chaitanya says, no, wait, he has become a devotee because of your prayers, because of your good wishes. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, now he has become a devotee, he wants to invite the Lord for prasadam to his house. So he tells Gopinath Acharya, will you please invite the Lord for prasadam to my house? And Gopinath Acharya extends the invitation to the Lord, and the Lord says, okay, I'll come tomorrow morning. And next day, early in the morning, before coming to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya goes to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. When Lord Chaitanya visits, Lord Jagannath is just getting up, he's just rising. He's being, like we wake the deities early in the morning. So Lord Jagannath was being woken up from the night sleep by the pujaris. They wake the Lord up. And the Lord took the darshan, the early morning darshan of Jagannath, and the pujaris gave Lord Chaitanya some Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad foodstuffs, and some Mahaprasad garland of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya tied all these things in his outer cloth, made a knot, and then from there came to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had invited him for prasad. Lord Chaitanya came little early. And at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just resting. He was also resting, and he was just getting up from the bed. So Lord Chaitanya saw Jagannath rising, and now he comes to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is getting up from his bed. As soon as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya woke up, he chanted the name Krishna Krishna. Now, how many of us, when we just get up, the first words that come from our mouth are the holy names? It's not easy. So as soon as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gets up, the first two words coming from his mouth are Krishna Krishna. Krishna Krishna sfut kahi Bhattacharya jagila, Krishna naam suni prabhura anand badila. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Joy of his heart increased by hearing the name of the Lord coming from the mouth of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sees that Lord has come to his doorstep, and immediately he gets up, welcomes the Lord, gives him a sitting place, offers his obeisances, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sits in front of the Lord. The Lord opens his potli, in which Mahaprasad is tied up. He has just received in the morning from Jagannath Pujaris. He takes some prasadam, some Mahaprasad, foodstuff, and places in the hands of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now, prasadam is in the hands of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but he has just gotten up. He hasn't taken bath. He hasn't brushed his teeth. He hasn't does his morning Gayatri. So now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he received the Mahaprasad, and he, now if we as devotees receive some Mahaprasad, we will keep it aside for some time and first do our morning duties. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he recited two verses from Padma Puran, glorifying prasad. These verses are amazing. Please hear, these verses bring great joy to the heart of devotees. Shushkam parishutam vapi nitam va durdeshatah prapti matren bhuktavyam natra kala vicharana na desha niyamastatra na kala niyamastatha praptam annam dutam shishtair bhuktavyam haridabravit. Hear the meaning of these two verses. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is saying, quoting from Padma Puran, one should eat the Mahaprasad of the Lord immediately upon receiving it, even though it may be dry, stale, or brought from a distant country. one should consider neither time nor place. Next verse says, the prasadam of Lord Krishna is to be eaten by gentlemen as soon as it is received. There should be no hesitation. There are no regulative principles concerning time and place. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what a wonderful order. As soon as you receive Mahaprasad, just honor it. Right? We say, but why has this been told so late? This order should be printed in bold letters and displayed at prominent places. As soon as you receive Mahaprasad of the Lord, just honor it. There should be no hesitation. So, he recited these two verses and immediately honored the Mahaprasad. Immediately ate that Mahaprasad. And this brought immense joy, boundless joy to Lord Chaitanya's heart. Lord Chaitanya started dancing early in the morning. Can you imagine? You may say, I never knew this. I would also like to bring joy to Lord Chaitanya's heart. In fact, I have done that many times. I didn't know that it brings so much happiness to Lord Chaitanya. Right? Without brushing teeth, without bathing, and without chanting any of the other mantras in the morning, without doing any duties. If one eats Mahaprasad, Lord Chaitanya becomes so happy. This is a great revelation. Right? We all would like to make the Lord so happy. But we have to understand, we are from a bad tea culture. Sarbhaum Bhattacharya had never done so in his life. He is an old man now. He is in his late 60s or early 70s. And throughout his life, he had never taken a sip of water without taking bath, without brushing teeth, or without doing his morning chanting of the Gayatri Mantra. But today, for the first time ever, when he received the Mahaprasad of the Lord, he immediately honored it. And this brings such joy to Lord Chaitanya. In great joy, the Lord says, he started exclaiming, Aji mui anayase jininu tribhuvan, Aji mui karinu vaikuntha arohan. Lord says, I have conquered the three worlds today. What has happened? I have conquered the three worlds today. I have ascended to Vaikuntha. All my desires have been fulfilled today. What's happening here? Because Sarbhauma Bhattacharya, he has shown more faith in the mercy than in mere rituals. So this is the point to be understood. Now Sarbhauma Bhattacharya, he was pakka Brahman. He was pakka in his duties. He had never neglected any of his duties ever. And it's not that we should neglect. But today, and he knew these verses earlier, which he recited. But the real meaning of these verses dawned upon him by the mercy of the Lord. He showed more faith in the mercy than in just mere rituals. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, today you have given up all pretense. Today, without pretense, you have shown complete faith in the mercy of the Lord and given up all kind of other pretentious rituals. Seeing this leap of faith, right, which Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya exhibited, this leap of faith brought great happiness to Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, this became possible only by the mercy of the Lord. Only by the mercy of the Lord, the darkness of ignorance about the greatness of the Lord's mercy had been dispelled from his heart. Earlier he was merely a ritualistic person, but now he understood the value of the mercy of the Lord and honoring that mercy over and above just the rituals. Just like many people, they write on the forms, oh, what is your religion? They write S-B-N-R. S-B-N-R. What is the religion? S-B-N-R. You may say, hey, what is this religion? S-B-N-R. Spiritual but not religious. This is quite a latest trend, fashion. So, S-B-N-R. Spiritual but not religious. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he became truly spiritual. Right? And not just merely basically the younger generation also don't want to be ritualistic. They want to accept the spirit, the essence of it. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepted the essence of bhakti, the faith in the mercy of the Lord, over and above the faith in any kind of external rituals. Although the rituals are important, but the key element is the spirit behind the ritual. It's not that ritual has to be given up, but rituals are important, but the understanding of the spirit behind that is more important. That's a point. So therefore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave prominence to that spirit behind. And because Lord Chaitanya himself is putting that Mahaprasad in his hands, so therefore he immediately wanted to honor the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath coming through the divine hands of Lord Chaitanya. So he immediately honored it and gave up all kind of hesitation in doing that. And in this way, Kaviraj Goswami describes, this is like the mercy of Lord Chaitanya dispelling the ignorance of the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Antaradhvanta chayam samasta jagatam unmulayanti hatat. This is the first effect of the full moon, dissipating the darkness, the ignorance. The second effect of the full moon of Lord Chaitanya, premanandara sambudim nirvadim prodvelayanti balat. Lord Chaitanya, he causes incessant tidal waves in the nectar ocean of love for Krishna. Premananda rasambudhim nirvadhim prodvelayanti balat. Now, as we understand, sometime when there are high rains and there is a high tide, right? Especially on a full moon, there is a high tide. And then we say, today is high alert in Mumbai, right? There is a heavy rain and there is full moon, there is a high tide. So the Mumbai may be flooded and then the red alert is declared. So Lord, the full moon of Lord Chaitanya, it causes the high tides of joy, the high tides of ecstasy in the ocean of love for Krishna. So, I will describe the second pastime of Lord Chaitanya in relation to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which demonstrates the second feature of the full moon of Lord Chaitanya. So, it described that now that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he has become a devotee, he has received the Lord's mercy, he would not know anyone except Lord Chaitanya. And he would not explain anything except devotional service to Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya charan vine nahi janeyan bhakti vinu shastera ar na kare vyakhyan. He would always explain all the scriptures in the light of devotional service to the Lord. Uh, One particular day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he left his house to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. But then he did not go to the temple, he went straight to Lord Chaitanya. And then he went to Lord Chaitanya, he offered his pranams to the Lord, and he started saying that, "My Lord, previously I had very bad disposition." So he started repenting for that. So repenting for one's past life, for one's past mistake, gives rise to humility of the heart, which is an important feature. We had committed some, before coming to Krishna consciousness, even after coming, sometime whatever mistakes we may have committed, offenses we may have committed, we should repent for that. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya does that. So, and he inquired from the Lord, "My Lord, please tell me what is the most important process in the execution of devotional service." And the Lord replied, "The chanting of the Lord's name, holy name." And Lord Chaitanya explains, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. So Lord Chaitanya explains the glories of the holy names of the Lord, and he explains in detail this verse to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya becomes greatly jubilant on hearing this explanation. Seeing the transformation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord showed him further mercy, and Lord Chaitanya tells him that, "Look, you haven't gone to see Jagannath, you directly came here, now go and see Jagannath." So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he goes to take darshan of Jagannath, and then he sends, along with him goes Jagdanand Pandit and Damodar Pandit, another two devotees. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya takes darshan of Lord Jagannath, and he receives some Mahaprasad, and he sends some for Lord Chaitanya. Along with the Mahaprasad, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he writes two verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So these two verses are considered like two beautiful jewels. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya writes two verses on a piece of palm leaf. Along with the prasad, he sends these two verses. And Lord Chaitanya receives this Mahaprasad, he keeps it and sees these two verses, and he tears it off and throws it. But the devotees were very intelligent. When they saw these two verses, they had already copied it before giving to Lord, because these two verses will glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So these two verses describe, "Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartamekah purusha puranah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradhari Kripam Budhiryastamaham Prapadde Kalananashtam Bhakti Yogam Nijamya Pradushkaratum Krishna Chaitanya Nama Avirbhutas Tasya Padaravinde Gadam Gadam Liyatam Chitta Bhringa." So these two verses are also very beautiful. Their meaning is extremely beautiful. "Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya to give us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness." So Lord Chaitanya has come to give these three things: Vairagya, Vidya, and Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya is detachment from everything that does not increase our Krishna consciousness. Vidya is the transcendental knowledge. And Nija Bhakti Yoga is devotional service to his own self, because he is Krishna himself. "To such a merciful Lord, I take shelter, I surrender at the lotus feet." So the next verse described, "Let my consciousness, which is like a honey bee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time. So kala nashtam, so that which has got covered over due to the effect of the time, Lord Chaitanya came to revive that process of devotional service. May the bee of my mind deeply take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So there is a beautiful metaphor over here. So these two verses are, the author recommends that devotees should memorize these two verses and wear them around their neck. Like when we say kanthast, kanthast means wear it here, you should be able to recite it. And they look like two beautiful jewels around the neck of the devotees. And these two verses also glorify Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's devotion. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he has become a great devotee, a great associate of the Lord, relishing the nectar of the love of the Lord. And one day, Lord takes all his devotees to Narendra Sarovar to take bath. And the devotees are sporting in the water of Narendra Sarovar. In water sports, Lord Chaitanya pairs up his devotees, makes pair of two. And they are playing the sport of splashing water into each other's eyes and seeing that who will be defeated. So Advaita Acharya is paired up with Nityananda Prabhu. And Pundrik Vidyanidhi, he is paired up with Swarup Damodar Goswami. Murari Gupta is paired up with Vasudev Datta. Srivas Thakur is paired up with Gadadhar Pandit. Raghav Pandit is paired up with Varkeshwar Pandit. What are they doing? All these senior associates of the Lord, they are splashing water into each other's eyes. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is already a 70-year-old man and he became a Vedantist, a great scholar. He was the guru of the king of the Odisha and a great grave scholar. And now what he is doing? He is playing water sports and he is paired with Ramanand Rai. Sarvabhauma Sange Khele Ramanand Rai. So khele, this sport is going on and they have lost all their gravity. They are behaving just like children. And they are sporting with each other, trying to defeat each other. Who is the referee? Lord Chaitanya is the referee. He is watching all the sports. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is playing water sports with Ramanand Rai. Mahaprabhu ta dohar chanchalya dekhiya Gopinath Acharya kichu kahe na hasiya. Lord Chaitanya saw that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is playing water sports. He saw this playful nature, just like of children. Right? These Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramanand Rai, they both are like instructor of Lord Chaitanya. Both of them, they have instructed even Lord Chaitanya. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began smiling. He calls Gopinath Acharya. He calls Gopinath Acharya and tells, he says, look, they both are very grave, they both are very scholarly, and both are very authorized persons. They should not behave in this way, they should not play like children. Go and stop them. Gopinath Acharya says, my Lord, they have received a drop of your mercy. Your mercy can drown big mountains. These two are just small hills. So they have been drowning in your mercy. And he tells specially about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has passed his life eating dry oil cake. What is dry oil cake? This word, take out the word cake. Nothing close to a cake as we understand. From the seeds you extract oil in an oil expeller. Ghani we call in India. What remains behind is a hard mass. Even the cows can't chew it. You have to soak it in water to give to the cows. It's the food for animals. hard mass of the seeds after we extract the oil. So Gopinacharya says, my Lord Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has been eating dry oil cake of dry logic. He's always been discussing logic. Now with your devotees, he is having amras and puri. Why you want to stop him? Let him have some more. Right? So he is relishing the nectar of devotion onto you. Let's don't stop. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts smiling. He approves. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he tastes ever new joy of love for Krishna. Prema nandara sambudhim nirvadhim prodvelayanti balat. The third effect of the full moon of Lord Chaitanya, I'll take 5-10 minutes. We are going a little over time, but we started late because of the dance and drama, which was also wonderful. So since it's Gaur Purnima festival, so yeah. So festival concession. So I'll take 10 minutes to describe the third effect. Vishvam Shitalayantyativa Vikalam Tapatranena Nisham. The third effect of the full moon of Lord Chaitanya is Vishvam Shitalayanti Ativa Vikalam. The world which is being tormented by the threefold miseries find cooling sensation. This all we can relate to. Tapatray, there are threefold misery as we all understand. So everyone in this world is being tormented by the miseries, but the mercy rays of the Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Lord Chaitanya, brings cooling sensation to the entire world. Now, everyone in this world wants to be cool, right? Even the person who is shown as smoking the cigarette, he pretends to be cool, right? Something's a very cool act. Although that there's a fire burning at the tip, and that fire is burning the lungs, and it's also burning the pocket. But cool, people feel it's a cool thing to do, right? Quite a contrast between actually what is happening. So people, they want to be cool. Even if they can't be cool, they pretend themselves to be cool. But actually speaking, no one is cool. Because the miseries constantly torment the heart. They burn the heart. So people just pretend themselves. The whole media just advertise that here is a cool thing to do. Here is a cool place to stay. And all the advertisements are nothing but smiling faces, burning hearts. Right? So the hearts are burning. The true coolness comes from the mercy rays of moon like Lord Chaitanya. Just like the moon, full moon, the rays of the moon are cooling. So the mercy of the Lord actually can give the relief to the heart. Vishvam Shitalayanti Ativa Vikalam. Ativa Vikalam means the heart which is in constant, endless anxiety. Vishvam Shitalayanti. That heart can find the cooling sensation. So it is described the third pastime of the Lord which demonstrates this in regards to Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invites the Lord for prasadam. Actually I began that by saying invite the Lord and the Lord, that particular day the Lord just come to visit, but he comes to honor prasad on this particular day. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has invited the Lord for prasadam at his house. And he starts cooking in the morning. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes at midday. And when Lord Chaitanya arrives, he sees hundreds of preparations, elaborate preparations that have been cooked. Lord was surprised. It was astonishing. He said, "This is most uncommon. How could you do it? Even if 100 persons cooking on 100 stoves, if 100 persons would be cooking on 100 stoves, they would not be able to possibly make such an arrangement of prasadam. So many dishes. And just the two of you, husband, wife, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife, mother of Sathi, you two have done it. This is amazing." So one lesson we get from here is, many amazing wonders can happen by the mercy of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya glorifies Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, "My Lord, all this has become possible by the mercy of one who is going to eat it." So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the Lord, he sees elaborate preparation, he glorifies that your life is successful, you have served Krishna and offered everything to Lord Krishna so much. Now give me a little of it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he says, "My Lord, please sit here. All this is for you. So much." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, "My Lord, as Lord Jagannath, you eat 56 items 52 times a day." Now, Lord Jagannath's hand, he doesn't get the opportunity to wash his hands. One bhoga offering is taken off, another one is ready. So his hands are always wet with prasad. So you eat 56 items 52 times a day, and as Giriraj Govardhan, you ate mountains and mountains of prasad. I am a poor brahmana. I have only this little to offer you. Please don't hesitate and have it all. So now the Lord is obliged by the love of his devotees. He sat down. He smiled and sat down to honor. At that time, the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arrived. His name was Amogha. Amogha saw Lord Chaitanya and there are hundreds of items. He says, "One sannyasi eating so much." And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya looked back. He was a criticizer. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took a stick, started running behind him, and Amogha is running in front. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is giving him gali. He's cursing him from behind. And the mother of Sathi, his wife, she started beating her head and her chest and starts saying, "May my daughter become a widow." So both of them were in great agony. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not catch him. He returns home. He's very dejected. He falls at Lord's feet and says, "My Lord, please forgive me. Because Amogha was son-in-law. I invited you to my house. I want to serve you, but I had you criticized. I got you blasphemed." And guess what Lord Chaitanya says? He said, "Blasphemed? Criticized? No. What is said is the truth. There is so much of prasad. How can one person eat this much?" Lord says, "He didn't criticize me. What he spoke is truth. It's a fact." Now just see how magnanimous the Lord is. He doesn't take any envious intention. He just took the literal words. And easily did not take any offense. And he said, don't have to take anything seriously. No, serve me. I'll honor." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to honor all of that to the satisfaction of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife. Now just imagine, you go to someone's house and you begin to eat and someone says, "Hey, petu kitna khada hai?" Can you take the next morsel? Just imagine, all your appetite, all your taste will go far away with that one comment. But Lord Chaitanya, he eats all that, he honors all that. For what? because to relieve the agony, the distress of the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, although he serves him, Lord Chaitanya honors him, tells him nothing, no offense, but he still feels very sad. He begins to fast. Doesn't take anything. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes away, both husband and wife are in distress. We have committed a great offense. For this offense, Amoga should actually be killed. But he's a Brahmana and I am also a Brahmana. I cannot kill him. What should be done? So they're in great distress, both husband and wife are fasting. And Amoga gets cholera very next day. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gets the news. He says, good, providence is helping me. Let him die. This is the right punishment. And Lord Chaitanya, when Gopinath Acharya visits Lord Chaitanya, he said, what's the news of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? He said, he's in great distress. Both husband and wife are fasting and their son-in-law Amoga is dying of cholera. Immediately Lord Chaitanya got up. He goes to the place where Amoga is lying down in great sickness, places his heart over his body, over his chest, and says, Amoga, your heart is a fitting place for Krishna to reside. Why have you given the witch-like envy to reside here in your heart? Give up all envy and chant the holy name of the Lord. Just by the touch of the Lord, Amoga was immediately cured, and he began chanting the name of the Lord. And he becomes a devotee. Right? He becomes completely purified. And after making him a devotee, now, after he becomes a devotee, he falls at Lord's feet and begs forgiveness for his offense. He starts slapping himself, left, right, his cheeks are swollen. And Gopinath Acharya had to hold his hand, stop, I think that's enough. And so Gopinath Acharya composes Amoga. And Lord Chaitanya, he goes to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He says, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amoga is like your child. Why are you so upset? You should forgive him. Come on, get up now, take bath, take darshan of Jagannath and break your fast. You have been fasting for the last 2 days. Break your fast. And now specially, Amoga has become a devotee. So now, you should immediately forgive him. Krishna takes away all the offenses of the devotee. So now he is pure. He's chanting the Lord's name. He has become pure. He's your child. You are his maintainer. He's to be maintained. Forgive him, please. And hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, my Lord, why did you save him? He should have died. No, Sarvabhauma. Now he's a devotee. Give up all that anger you have. Be merciful to him. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he gets up. And Lord Chaitanya says, unless you take bath, unless you take your meal, I am sitting here. I am not going. See the mercy of the Lord. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya pleads, no, my Lord, you go, you don't have to be wait. I will do that. And Lord tells Gopinath Acharya, you stay here and report back to me whether Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has broken his fast. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes back. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the lesson, Sarvabhaume grahe bhunjan, so nindakam amogakam, angi kurvan sutam chakre, gaura swam bhakta vashyatam. So how the Lord is so much affectionate towards his devotees, he is so much controlled by his devotees, that although Amoga criticized him, but he did not take any offense, rather gave complete mercy, so that in order to take away the distress of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Lord, he steals away the distress of his devotees. Seeing the distress of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord gave full mercy to Amoga, who was otherwise undeserving. So what to speak of the devotees, even those who are related. If we can serve the devotees of the Lord, we can be related in some way to the devotees of the Lord even steal away the distress of those and give the cooling moon rays of his mercy. Antaradhvantachayam samasta jagatam unmulayanti hatat प्रेमानंद रसं बुद्धिं निर्वधिं प्रोद्वेलयन्ति बलात् विश्वं शीतलयन्ति तीव विकलं तापत्रयेनानिशम् शुष्माकं हृदये च कास्तु चकितं चैतन्य चंद्र छता। सो श्रील प्रभुदयानंद सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रेज दैट मे दैट मून लाइक लॉर्ड चैतन्य मे ही एवर शाइन विद इन माई हार्ट मे ही एवर शाइन विद इन माई हार्ट एंड दैट मून शाइन मे डिसिपेट द डार्कनेस ऑफ द इग्नोरेंस मे ब्रिंग द वेव्स ऑफ जॉय even if we may not have the tides of joy, but at least some ripples of joy right, within our heart. And may the moonshine of the Lord give the cooling sensation to the heart which is burning from the threefold miseries. So in this way, these are the three effects of the moon-like Lord Chaitanya. And on this Gaur Purnima, we can pray to the Lord who appeared on the full moon to also shower his causeless mercy upon us. Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Damodar Prabhu, for enlightening everyone in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So everyone please be seated. Before we start our kirtan, we would like to welcome all those new devotees who have come for the very first time for the Sunday Feast program. Jo bhakt aaj pehli baar is Sunday Feast karyakram mein aaye, kripya aapke sthan par khade ho jaiye. Hum aapka swagat karna chahenge. So those who have come for the very first time, we would like to welcome you in our traditional style by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So if you have any questions about ISKCON society in general or this temple and its activities in particular, we would like to request you to meet His Grace Raghunath Mishra Prabhu, who is standing there near Hanumanji's Vigraha. He will answer all your questions, and if you can also take Mahaprasad from him, he will give you Mahaprasad of Radha Gopinath. Agar aapka koi is mandir ke baare mein ya is sansa ke baare mein koi prashn ho, wo Raghunath Mishra Prabhu aapko sahi sahi jawab denge, aur aapko Radha Gopinath ji ka khas Mahaprasad bhi denge. So now we request all of you to participate in the kirtan, Harinam Sankirtan with dance. Hare Krishna.
హరే కృష్ణ నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి విధాన స్వామిని తి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణి నిర్విశేషన్యాధిపాశ్చాధ్యేస్తారణి జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత రాజశ్వాసని గౌరవ భక్తులు హరి కృష్ణ 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.